Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. On the phone with me is Derek Tan, President of Registered Society Voices for Animals, which rescues, rehabilitates and rehomes retired breeding dogs. But really, it's all animals that VFA has rescued. Dogs, cats, rabbits, hamsters and other domesticated pets. They all seem to be welcomed at Voices for Animals. Derek, welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone. I'm Derek here.
Okay. Now, first of all, the rescues currently being taken care of by VFA while we are still in circuit breaker. How are you doing all of that?
I think for Voices for Animals, everything's still in play. The animals are still being taken care of by our volunteers. Things are still okay. It's just that we can't do any adoption at this present moment.
Oh, okay. So you still have your volunteers and they're still allowed to go and deal with the walks and the cleaning and the feeding, etc.
Yeah, they do. They do. They are allowed to do that.
Do you have any challenges getting volunteers in during circuit breaker, or your volunteers are very loyal and they're continuing to work?
I think we are quite blessed with quite a lot of volunteers that are still coming despite this circuit breaker period, because I think the animals draw them towards the shelter. So that's why they still come.
Because we're all softies, Derek.
Indeed, everyone, including you.
Okay, now let's talk about responsible pet ownership, right? From the point of time a family comes down to an adoption drive, they fall in love with one of the pets, decide, okay, this is the one that they want to take home. What is the process? What do they do?
Okay, because you see, when it comes to adoption interviews and stuff, right, adopter, they have a choice to actually to pick the pets that they wanted. Mm-hmm. But for us as a rescuer, we also have a choice to match the right family with the right pet. So it's not that anyone who comes to the adoption drive, they see the dogs they wanted, they may get it. But it's just that we have to make sure that they get the right pet. Instead, like for example, someone with a very active lifestyle, but the dogs they chose, those dogs are non-energetic, so it doesn't match them. So we try to counter-propose them.
Right. So you also look at the family, maybe the age of the children.
Everything.
And then you take that into consideration. Okay. Yes. But what does a family need to do to prepare themselves for adopting? What mentally, emotionally do they need to do? What preparations do they need to make before they are ready to introduce a new pet into their home?
Okay, before that, they actually need to understand that, you know, all these are rescued animals. So mainly they are abandoned or given up, or they were rescued from puppy farms. Mm-hmm. So the people need to understand that, you know, like toilet trainings, these are the things that they need to allow the animal to take some time to get adjusted to that.
Is it longer than a normal, like a puppy?
Yeah, they are like a brand new puppy.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, so these are the things that a lot of people, but when it comes to this, a lot of people felt that, you know, older animals, they can't, like, you know, do toilet training. But, well, no, it's not. Older dogs, they do learn new tricks as well.
Right, right.
Yeah, so this is one thing that, you know, people, we always share, people, you read a little bit and understand about rescued animals. And toilet training is one of the things that a lot of people don't really know, and it will be a problem to them.
Okay, so toilet training is one thing, and that is very stressful. If you can't get a dog to go in the right place or at the right time, that's quite stressful for a new pet mummy or daddy, right?
Of course, of course.
What else do they need to know, do they need to be prepared for before the dog comes home?
Okay, I recommend, you know, people to understand that, you know, these are all rescued animals, or they are of a certain age. And these animals, they came with a bad past. So emotionally wise, they are not really adjusted yet. And physically wise, this new potential owner, they need to understand that, you know, when you adopt an animal, or financially, you need to be able to actually set aside for them. Because you see, right, they may fall sick. They're just like kids. You know, when they are sick, you don't send them to the hospital or to the doctor. So people need to understand the importance of, you know, do you have the additional spare cash to actually to keep an animal? Because you see, a lot of people want to adopt an animal, but not knowing that there are a lot of expenses incurred.
But there are expenses, whether it's a puppy or a grown-up dog that you're rescuing.
Yep. Indeed, it's the same thing, but we just have to prep them that, you know, because a lot of people have this mentality, oh, I take a dog that's healthy, the dog won't fall sick. But the moment the animal falls sick, right, then these are the time, right, some people, they may not be able to accommodate to the medical fee. They return the animals to the shelter or give the animal up. There are a lot of animals that we took over were owners who can't afford the medical bills. Hence, they gave up the animal or abandoned the animals.
Right. Okay. We're speaking with Derek Tan, president of the Registered Society Voices for Animals. So that's one of the things that can go wrong if a family isn't adequately prepared or they don't have the right information before they adopt a pet. So what is the right information? How much money should they think they need to have? I mean, it is potential vet bills. It is potential grooming bills. It is food bills. What is a safe amount of money that they should put aside, make sure they have every month before they adopt an animal?
I think this is a pretty tricky question. But the thing is, it's all depending. Like, for example, if you get a senior dog, mm-hmm. but the dog is perfectly healthy, it doesn't fall ill for the first few years, you're good. But it's just that the random, like, general health check, like, you know, preventions, vaccinations, these are the things I think a couple of hundreds will be sufficient.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's also what kind of food you want to feed them and stuff like that.
Yeah, if you feed them good food, they'll be healthier.
Generally, they will be healthier. That is true. Yeah. That is absolutely true. And good food, good kibble isn't necessarily that expensive.
Yep. Like, you know, some people like to give their dog home-cooked, balanced, well diet, you know. So this, the dogs are all growing up to be, I mean, they're healthy, they get, like, good nutrition, and, I mean, they don't have any preservatives. So I think that a lot of owners are now doing that as well. But these are the more expensive things.
Right, okay. Now, there was a case recently that garnered a lot of attention on the internet, in the news. Opinions were expressed, very strong opinions were expressed by many. Now, I don't want to talk about the specifics of that case. I mean, I think we all know the case. It's the dog that was euthanized for being aggressive, even though it was healthy. But it does actually raise the question again, what is responsible pet ownership? What does an owner need to know? And one of the things that I think that needs to be driven home is a pet's for life. It's not a 1 year commitment. It's not a 6 month commitment. It's a decision you have to think about. It's like marriage. You have to think about very carefully.
Of course, who are you getting married to?
So do you have, as an expert, do you have advice to people who maybe they're not sure, maybe they don't even know what breed options they should be looking at? As an expert, what advice do you have for people who might want a pet, but maybe they don't have all the information they need?
Okay, maybe I have to share a bit of, like, the case that the dog was being euthanized due to, like, being aggressive. I mean, you know, because Voices for Animals, we do encounter such experiences before.
Right.
So, you know, we do, like, you know, the dogs were adopted from us, and after a couple of years, the owner decided that they doesn't want the dog anymore. They assume that they have already signed the adoption form, and, you know, they took everything. But at the end of the day, right, they felt that the dog belongs to them. They can do whatever decision that they want, like euthanasia and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But not knowing on the contract, we actually stated that at any point in time, if you think that you can't have the animal anymore, please return the animals to us. We will be more gladly to take. But due to human ego issues, they didn't want to contact any of this, like, you know, animal welfare group whom they adopted the dogs from.
Right.
And that time they make their own decision and causes the life of an innocent animal. So it does happen a lot of time. But for us, Voices for Animals, we do have encountered before, like, you know, an old dog that was adopted and subsequently the family doesn't want her anymore and send her to the vet and to be euthanized. But the vet actually contacted one of the friends, a client, and said that somebody wants to adopt, wants to put down this dog. And this lady apparently found out that it belongs to BFA. She contacted us.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes wrong, right? The vet didn't euthanize the dog, but the vet was wanting to help the dog.
Right.
So it's my opinion, right? Certain vets, they will actually react in a way that when it comes to euthanasia, they will find all ways and solutions to help the animal, like to rehome them, to help get somebody to take over. But I think that this is more on the ethical side of the vet. But there are some vets that, you know, we don't understand and we don't know what really happened. But the one we encountered was pretty pleasant. So ended up, we managed to find the vet, and we actually took the dogs from that particular owner and rehomed it.
Okay, I mean, clearly, there, you know, circumstances change, situations change, and sometimes it's not unreasonable for a family to say, you know, because of these unforeseen circumstances, I can't look after this animal anymore. But I think that a point that should be driven home is there is no shame in going back to the shelter and saying, can you take the animal back? Because I can't look after this pet anymore. And there should be no accusations, there should be no recriminations, because it is in the best welfare of the animal to try to find a new family for it, right?
Yes, it's like, you know, there's a video that I saw, I think not long ago, about a human that her daughter was getting married. So she actually told her son-in-law-to-be and actually at the ceremony and tell him that if at any point in time, if you don't love my daughter anymore, you please return her to me. Don't abuse her. Don't hit her. Don't harm her. I will be gladly to take her back. Just like us as a rehomer. At any point in time, if you think you can't manage them anymore, contact us. We'll take our kids back.
And let's drive home the point that there's no accusations, no recriminations, no guilt per se. If you know, your circumstances change.
Yes, of course. Because it's responsibility. We are responsible as well. It's your responsibility. At the end of the day, you can't manage the animal. Return it to where they actually came from. This is where they originated.
All right. We're speaking with Derek Tan, president of Voices for Animals. Let's talk about VFA. It's been almost 2 months of circuit breaker. How has that impacted you? Are your donations down? How has COVID-19 impacted you? How has the circuit breaker impacted you?
Because during this circuit breaker period, we are not allowed to conduct any adoption drive because of the social distancing. Mm-hmm. So, and because for Voices for Animals, when we conduct an adoption drive, we actually want to meet all the family members. So that's the time that we actually interact and have a better understanding of the requirement of all the individual and before we actually allocate them an animal. So due to the COVID-19, we are not allowed to have any close proxy with people. So the adoption drive has been held. So during this time, our animals won't have a chance to find a forever home. So it will be this is one of the challenges we face. And for donation-wise, our donations often comes in during our adoption drive when we actually receive the adoption fee, and that's the fee that we actually get. We got it and actually goes to our funding for our shelters. So no adoption means no donations.
Right. So do you have, if somebody's listening to this right now and they're thinking, oh, I'd like to donate to Voices for Animals, how can they donate to you now in the meantime?
Oh, they can actually write into Voices for Animals, vfasing@gmail.com, or they can actually go to Voices for Animals Facebook page and actually drop us a message. Our accounting people, they actually get back to them and send them the banking details so that they can actually start contributing to us.
Okay, circuit breaker is going to lift soon in less than 2 weeks. But I think the adoption drives are not going to be reinstated just yet. So you'll have to wait a little bit longer for your animals adoption to get forever homes.
Yeah, of course. I think the situation now, I think it's still risky to have, like, you know, when it comes to an adoption drive, too many people gathered and it's going to be affecting a lot of things. So we just wanted to be safe rather than sorry for the future.
Right. Okay. So any last words for us before I let you go, Derek? If somebody is considering having a senior dog or an adult dog that's been rescued from the puppy mills through you, any advice?
Okay, I because it's the sacred period now, right? A lot of you are working from home. So I would like, you know, people to go and read up more and understand about adopting an animal. What are the things and criteria and what are the things that you need? So at least people during this time, they are home. They can read and understand before they actually come to the adoption drive. Because you need to prep them prior to any adoption drive, just in case, you know, they are not prepared. It comes to the adoption drive, they got rejected, and that was the time that they don't feel comfortable.
Right, okay. We've been speaking with Derek Tan, President of Registered Society Voices for Animals, about responsible pet ownership. We also found out a little bit more about the work VFA does. Thank you very much for your time, Derek.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you for having me.
You stay safe. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg.
or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.